Rebel spokesman Sidiki Konate says the decision by the Security Council to sanction Fufye Kwaku, a commander in the northern Ivory Coast Korogo zone, was, in his words, cowardly. He said sanctions should only have been applied to those behind recent anti-UN violence in the government-held south. Kwaku says he is fully engaged in the peace process. But the Security Council said he was interfering by recruiting militias, including child soldiers, abusing women, and ordering extrajudicial killings. He has been slapped with a travel sanction and an asset freeze. Two pro-presidential youth leaders who led the protests last month, Eugène Drouet and Charles Blégoudé, got the same treatment. Drouet tells VOA the sanctions will have little effect.
Le contenu des sanctions me fait rigoler et vous me voyez très souriant.
But he says his children live in France, so he hopes, in his words, they will not be frozen. He says his real sanction is not to be able to travel to northern Ivory Coast, where he is from. Meanwhile, the United Nations is moving 200 peacekeepers from neighboring Liberia to help with its security in the commercial capital, Abidjan. That is much less than the several thousand extra troops UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has been requesting. The third on the sanctions list, Blégoudé, says he is not surprised by Mr. Annan's lack of influence.
You know, nothing depends on him. Nothing depends on him because he's been elected from the will of the powerful countries of this world that we're living. United States, France, UK. So nothing depends on him. He's powerless. So I think that the way he's dealing with the Ivorian crisis, I know that nothing is coming from him.
Mr. Annan has angered Mr. Gbagbo's supporters by recently condemning his unilateral decision to extend the mandate of Parliament, a body that has blocked political reforms included in successive peace deals. That Parliament will try to begin a special session later this week. An international working group recommendation that it be disbanded spurred the protests. Last month's violence also spread to western cities, forcing some UN peacekeepers to evacuate their bases. Western militia leaders say the peacekeepers are no longer welcome, even though a dozen people were reported dead in ethnic clashes this week, and humanitarian workers have fled. Ivory Coast has been divided in two since late 2002, while western parts of the country have remained extremely volatile. More than 10,000 French and UN troops monitor the ceasefire and police a buffer zone between government soldiers and rebels. Nico Colombet, VOA News, Abidjan.